not to flutter it like a handkerchief, but grasping it in the middle to raise it and lower it with a stiff arm as though she were doing an exercise with a dumbbell. The least reference of his thought now to these valedictory jerks, the monstrous grief in the hand clutching the livid beret like a pestle and pounding up and down so that every stroke of the stiff arm seemed to bray his heart and propel her out of his sight, was enough to churn his mind into the requisite strom of misery. He found this out after a few false starts. So, having fixed the technique, he sat on working himself up to the little teary ejaculation, choking it back in the very act of emission, waiting with his mind blank for it to subside, and then, when everything was in order, switching on the tragic beret and the semaphore veil and starting all over again. He sat hunched on the stanchion in the evening mizzle, forcing and foiling the ebullition in this curious way, and his hands were two clammy, cadaverous slabs of cod in his lap. Until, to his annoyance, the fetish of her waving the beret in the manner we, consensus, here and hereafter, of me, have been at such pains to describe, refused to work. He switched on, as usual, after the throttling and expunction, and nothing happened.